On this day, over 1,700 years ago, the saints, especially the principal saint that we commemorate today, and his bishop, Saint Valerius, were put to death in Valencia in Spain. Saint Vincent was ordained a deacon by Saint Valerius, the bishop of Zaragoza, and later on, not too long after, Saint Valerius was struck probably by a stroke, and he was unable to speak properly. And so he charged St. Vincent, his deacon, to speak for him. And little did he know how indeed he would speak. But not long afterwards, the persecutions of Diocletian totally erupted in Spain. And the governor of that region of Spain, Dacian, sought to ingratiate himself with Diocletian, perhaps wishing for a promotion or more money or a reward of some kind, and he began to persecute the Christians, the Catholics, ferociously. So Valerian was arrested along with his deacon, Vincent, and Valerian had a very difficult time expressing himself, and so Dacian thought, oh good, I'm convincing him, and he will relent and give in and worship the idols of Rome. He did not understand why Valerian could not speak. And so Valerian charged St. Vincent to speak in his stead, and he did. And as a result, Dacian had Vincent flogged, and then he was taken, and with meat hooks, his whole body was torn asunder, which must have been a very painful thing. And then he was put on a fire. And all the while, St. Vincent kept singing psalms and hymns of praise from the sacred liturgy. And Dacian could not understand this madman who was dying, and yet he was singing glorious and beautiful songs. And so finally, he was put to death. And that, which of course all the readings and the propers of today speak of the fact that for those who die, the just who die in the Lord are glorified. Those who suffer for God are glorified. And the little tiny bit of sufferings that they have on this earth, and of course you think being torn up by hooks and burnt is not a tiny little suffering. But if a person were to go to hell, the suffering of hell will be a million times worse, and maybe more. So there is a little bit of suffering. And so Saint Vincent suffered, and as a result, we celebrate him on this day. Now, the other saint that has been affixed to this feast, why, I don't know, Anastasius, was a Persian monk who came to worship at the tombs of the apostles and so forth, and he was martyred, and basically, we don't really know anything about him except that for some reason, some pope or other put his feast together with St. Vincent and Valerian. So today, we celebrate these saints who are great victors and great honor to our holy Catholic faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.